Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Should Penn State fire James Franklin if he doesn't win a playoff game? 412-928-9370. And Pitt fans, also same phone number, 412-928-9370. Where does the season go from here? Where does it need to go from here for you to consider this season a success? We'll get to the phones in a moment. I tweeted this out after the Penn State game. Penn State can't win the big one with James Franklin. They'll still be a playoff team and probably will be as long as he's around. Very good, but not great. Second-tier program. And I got a lot of pushback. Oh, Penn State's a top-tier program. Well, if you consider it a top-tier program, then why would you fire James Franklin? When I say second-tier, I want to be clear on this. There's like between 7 and 9 programs that are perennially in the conversation to be better than Penn State. That's it. And there's 130, give or take, what, FBS programs? So it's not a terrible place to be. And it's been a 14 playoff for a little while now. Had it been 12, they'd be there more often than not. I think they're going to be in it this year. If I were the Penn State athletic director, I would give it a few years. They can't beat Ohio State. Okay. Can't beat Michigan. Okay. What happens in the playoff? Can't beat those teams. Okay. What happens if you play, I don't know, Tennessee in a playoff game and you beat Tennessee? You still pull out the pitchforks and torches? Let it play out. He's going to get you there. He's going to get you there a lot. And if he can't win there, now you can have the conversation. But it's a new era in college football. I think you got to see where it goes. 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can get after me on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Sean, you're a Penn State guy. Big Penn State guy. I heard you rattling off all kind of Penn State factoids before. I know you're a big Penn State fan. Where do you come down on this whole James Franklin deal?
So first off, I will say, everyone is basically saying they're going to win out, finish 11-1, make the playoffs. I don't know that they're going to win out. They should win out. I think that will be massive. If they do win their final four games, that is a testament to him and improvement, because in past years, their losses have often lingered. I mentioned in 2017, that was their best team. That was the most talented team, way more so than this year's team. They lost to Ohio State by 1 point at the Horseshoe. Probably a better talent-wise team than Ohio State. Then they blew it the next week by losing to Michigan State in a bizarre game with a weather delay. I said in 2021, they had that loss at Iowa where their backup quarterback couldn't even take a snap. That lingered. They lost to Illinois in literally 8 overtimes. If they find a way to right the ship, get these 4 wins, they do get to the playoffs, probably host. I would imagine that they won't drop by more than 2 spots in the rankings if they win out.
Everyone's losing anyhow.
Yes. So 11-1 has never happened under James Franklin. They've always lost at least 2 games. They still didn't beat Ohio State, but 11-1 is something they've never done. And getting in the playoffs, even though it was theoretically going to happen 4 to 6 times previously, theoretically and actuality are 2 different things. Now they know that pressure. It's easy to say, oh, we would have gotten in. it's like a baseball team that's eliminated and then does well in the final month of the season. It doesn't count the same. For them to actually do it, to get into the playoffs, that is a improvement. It's not maybe the ultimate success this season, but to get into the playoffs at 11-1 would be a success. And I'll say it depends on who they play in the postseason if they get in. If they play Alabama and lose, I'm not upset. Tennessee, I think, probably would be an even matchup. I wouldn't be devastated if they lost to Tennessee. Now, if they lose to whatever, you know, Boise or BYU, that's a game at home that they should win. So it will come down to that. But for me, 11-1 in the postseason is a clear step forward, at least going back to 2017, where I think 2016 and 2017, they were right on the brink of being that top tier.
Yes.
And they've kind of taken a small step back since then.
Theoretical versus reality is a really good report. Retort. There we go. By you. And I get that. That's well stated. If it had been, okay, everything's on the line, you lose to Ohio State, but you still got to get it done to get into the playoff, maybe they don't because the pressure is on them. That's why you just got to give it time. It's a new era. See if they make it this year. See what happens once they get there. See what happens next year if they make it. What happens once they get there. I think you need to be patient. I do. And if every year now, if for the next couple of years you lose to Ohio State, go to the playoff, lose a playoff game, lose a home playoff game, then yeah, you pull the plug. But I do give it time. 412-928-9370. As for this year, you're right. You don't want Ohio State to beat you twice. Washington at home, white out. You should win. Purdue.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Terrible. They're awful this year. I mean, just awful.
They have a knack for winning those games, though.
I know, but they are so bad. Maryland, really not good. Minnesota, though, is playing good ball. They're rowing that boat. So be careful with that one on the road. That would be the one that I would worry about a little bit if I were a Penn State fan. As for Pitt, what needs to happen the rest of the way for you to consider this season a success? 412-928-9370. KB in Monroeville, first up on Pitt. Hey, KB.
Hey, sir. Thank you so much for having me again on the show. This means a lot. I was calling in regards to the whole Pitt season.
Yeah.
To me, firstly, tough loss. I was only able to see part of the game, but you know what? I think this Pitt season could be considered a success based on two things. Firstly, can Pitt learn from their mistakes? Looking at their schedule, they're going to be facing two other ranked teams, Clemson and Louisville. Clemson at 19, Louisville at 25. If, we're going to get a loss or two, any normal team was going to have a loss or two during their season. However, if we're going to be facing two other ranked teams, can Pitt learn from their mistakes and try to capitalize on those positive moments during their next two major games later this season?
Do they have to win one of those games, KB, for you to say, okay, this was a good year?
I would say, yeah, definitely the game against Clemson. They're ranked higher than us, and it's a home game. If we can win at home this decisively and make sure it's like a very good, like, 35-14 against Clemson at home, it'd be a nice victory for us. It'd be a nice notch in Pat Narduzzi's belt. And on top of that, I think Narduzzi's been a really good coach for us, but if he can avoid whiplash, last season we went, 3-9. This season, hopefully, 10-2. Next season, if we can get at least 8-4, I think that would help Narduzzi get out of the potential hot seat he may face.
Thank you, KB. Appreciate your perspective. If they go 10-2 this year and 8-4 next year, I think he'd be in some trouble. Not that he would get fired, but if you go 10-2 this year and you bring back Holstein and you bring back Cade Bell and you bring back those linebackers, on a defense that did not look good Saturday night, let's not kid ourselves, but has gotten better over the course of the year. You go 10-2 this year and 8-4 next year, I don't know that anybody's satisfied. This year needs to be the jumping off point. And I think that's where ultimately I am on this. I believed coming into the year, this needed to be the let's get our feet even kind of season. Well, now it needs to be the jumping off point. They've already won 7. I think you're probably going 9-3 at worst. You're a 7-point favorite against Virginia Tech. Boston College, you should be able to beat them. You've got these two ranked teams. Louisville playing its best football. They just beat Clemson. Clemson going to be tough, but Pat Narduzzi has had success historically against Clemson, including beating them in Death Valley the year that Clemson won the national championship with Deshaun Watson. So you go 9-3, something like that. It's a great year. Even if you go 9-3 and lose to the best three teams on your schedule, Louisville, Clemson, and SMU, a 6-win improvement is nothing to scoff at, and it's a jumping off point. To me, just to crystallize my opinion on this, I think you got to go 9-3. You go 9-3, maybe you win a bowl game, go 10-3, Holstein's back, Cade Bell's back. Now you're saying, okay, next year we really have a chance to do something special, because at 9-3, with a young quarterback who hasn't played well his last three games, let's not kid ourselves there either, but with a young quarterback poised to get better, with an up-and-coming, exciting offensive coordinator, and having won 9 games, I think you can make a pitch to a lot of people in the transfer portal, hey, we're really close to doing this thing here. Now, I don't want to pretend like Pitt doesn't still have a shot to make the college football playoff. They're still in it. I mean, Miami controls its own fate, and you don't play them. SMU controls its own fate to get to the conference championship game, and you just lost to them. So Pitt could win out and still not make the ACC championship game. And I don't think a one-loss Pitt team without the ACC championship banner makes the college football playoff. I just don't. I think because Clemson just lost and because of the chaos in the Big 12, I think we're going to see something gross, folks. I think we're going to see like 8 or 9 Big 10 SEC teams in the college football playoff. So I think Pitt does need to win the ACC to get into the playoff, and they don't control their own fate there. They have a chance. But I think at 9-3, you walk away from this season going, damn, that's a really good year. Should be proud of our Pitt Panthers. And man, the future is bright. 412-928-9370. Pitt fans want to hear from you. Penn State fans want to hear from you. Penn State fans, do you want Franklin out? Pitt fans, what do you need to see the rest of the way for this season to be a success? 412-928-9370. Right now, it's a Sean Myers fan headline.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.